Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
This Sunday is Mother's Day, and by the way, I just want to say to all mothers, we honor you. We honor motherhood. Thank God for Christian moms, moms who raise their children to serve the Lord. And I am honored to have an example of a godly mother, my own, Shirlene Leverett. She will be joining Tim and I in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk. And I trust you will enjoy the time that I share my mother with you today. Whoa.
Never letting go of the things that hold you back. I know you felt it too, weighing down on you, the sins and the scars from your past. You've been running, He's been calling, love is leading.
All the words
playing enough. But you've placed this song inside my heart, and all I know to do for you is sing it. No, it's not much, but it's what I've got, and all I know to do for you is sing it. Perfect melody, but nothing I could ever write comes close to your glory. But you placed this song inside my heart, and all I know to do for you is sing it. No, it's not much, but it's what I've got. And all I know to do for you is sing
it. The weather's finally breaking, and the opportunity has come to use this season to get fit. With your generous contribution to He's Alive Radio of $15 or more this month, we want to send you our special coaching CD called You Can Exercise. Our special guest is Tim Polis, a staff minister at Faith Church International and personal trainer. Tim will help us discover how we can start a fitness program no matter what level of physical fitness we find ourselves.
I think our motivator has to be really spiritual.
Okay.
The root of this physical fitness has to be spiritual.
Join Pastor Sharon Colasino and Tim Polis as we discover how you can exercise. Your coaching CD this month with your special gift of $15 or more. Write to us. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net.
And honey, it's so good to have my mom, your mother-in-law,
yes,
Charlene Leverett, with us today.
Yes, all the way from Sefner, Florida.
Now, you live not far from where that huge sinkhole buried someone back, was it in March of this year?
Yes.
And that was less than 2 miles from your house.
Yes, it was less than 2 miles. And there were a number of smaller sinkholes, but that one was tragic because someone lost their life in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Florida is known to do that and have some sinkholes, but praise God it didn't hit your house, even though there were several right there in Sefner and Mango, close to Sefner area. It is Mother's Day this Sunday, and I just want to say to the tri-state, I think I have the best mom ever. Taught me in the ways of the Lord.
Sure. And you know, I've had the privilege of having two mothers, and now really three, with your mom, because she's just such an awesome lady, and we're looking forward to hearing what God has to say through her.
Well, since it's Mother's Day, and you're a mother and a grandmother and a great-grandmother, two gorgeous granddaughters, great-granddaughters.
Right.
I had to say that because they're my granddaughters. What advice would you give to mothers today?
Well, the greatest advice that I think I could give is for a mother to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that regardless of what comes or what goes, you know that you have a helper, mm-hmm. and you have someone to guide you. And so as a young mother, that's the important because, well, today you have a lot of books on how to do this and how what not to do and so forth. But when you came along, Sharon, I didn't have that. And I had to pray. And if something I couldn't understand, I would seek the Lord. And the Lord would open up my understanding of what I needed to do. So I learned to lean on the Lord. Mm. As we walked, even though I'm an avid reader, but today I look back and read some of the things that they talk about and about the different type of a child, and thankful that the young mothers have those things today.
Those tools today, yeah.
Yes, they do, and because, as I said, I didn't, but it was good to have the Lord to help me.
Praise God. Yeah, it's the wisdom that it comes from years of experience that you can pass that kind of knowledge and understanding and wisdom down to Sharon, and then Sharon can pass it down to her daughters, and as well, it just continues to be passed on to bless further generations.
I just want to say my earliest memories was Mama with a Bible. I can remember sitting on your lap in a swing one time. I don't know. I might have been 2 years old. I don't know. 3 years old. I don't know. But I remember you talking the word to me on mm-hmm. that swing. It was like you were reading out loud. I remember sitting on the piano bench with you, and you're playing the hymns of the church, and I'm tinkering on the other end of the keyboard. I remember those things. God was everything to our family. Church was number one in serving God.
Right.
In fact, when I left home, you reminded me the night before that I'd always been in church. I'd only missed church when I was in the hospital.
Right.
When we were on vacation, we went to church on vacation.
Exactly.
And today, a lot of mothers feel that they can raise their children to serve the Lord, but church doesn't have to be a priority. And if they can make it on Sunday morning, maybe once or twice a month or twice a year, that's enough. But it's not enough. I believe I'm faithful to the things of God today because it was instilled in me at an early age.
Yes. And again, this was an example of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
As when they turned to the Lord and started living for the Lord, we went to church. And if you were sick,
you went to church.
You went to church, unless you had a real high temperature or something in that matter. But you went to church, and she taught us how to pray. Mm-hmm. If we had a pain or we had something, she taught us how to put our hand there, and in Jesus' name, to turn it to the Lord. And and I heard her one of the last meetings in our family before she passed on to be with the Lord. She pulled her little great grandchildren, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, up to her knee, and she instilled that into them. And and I thank God that that all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
That we could take to Him. You know, the Lord has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
We would always feel better when we left than when we went.
if you went sick.
Right. And so I think that's very important. A church, you know, years ago, you had church. You had children's study in church. You had teenage study in church. And but then as the years have passed, and I'm not against Little League games, and things.
Okay.
I think that's important too, but everything has turned to that now.
Uh-huh.
In our area, and I mean, it starts when they're 5 years old or mm-hmm. maybe younger in cheerleading for the little girls, but they start, you know, their baseball at like 5 years old. And as much as that is important to teach sportsmanship, I feel like that it's of greater importance.
A greater importance.
To instill within a child that God can meet every need.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they're stressed, they can talk to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as to mom and dad.
Amen. Well, I love that you said that because there are mamas and dads, and we're going to have to finish this tomorrow, but mom and dads out there that they, if their kid, you know this to be true, honey, if their kid is in soccer or basketball
mm-hmm.
or, you know, softball, what are they called, Little League, they won't miss a practice. They won't miss mm-hmm. come hell or high water, they're going to be
That's
there with
right.
those kids. And they're going to have Aunt Martha and Billy Bob and everybody else to watch them play.
Right. That's true.
But when it comes to coming to church every Sunday morning and being faithful during the week,
yeah.
It's like anything can be a hindrance to that.
That's right. Well, the Bible clearly says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 25 and 26, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. And Sharon, you and I recently were talking about this. There's two things that's mentioned, as the manner of some is and so much the more. I've mm-hmm. told people over the years, what part do you want to be a part of? As the manner of some is, or uh-huh. so much the more? The day of the Lord is fast approaching. I want to be a part of the crowd so much the more that wants to be in the house
yes.
of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, Mom, in case people don't hear the next broadcast, I'm thankful to you that you serve God. And all my life I had a mom and a dad that loved Jesus. And honor is due to you and Dad, especially as Mother's Day is here, to you, Mom. Because we've both been in the ministry all our adult lives, God took me away. And I think I've only had maybe one Mother's Day with you.
That's right.
In all these years.
That's
wow.
right.
That's a price you pay in ministry. But the honor was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be back tomorrow.
I don't mind if you got something nice to say about me. I enjoy an accolade like the rest. And you could take my picture and hang it in a gallery of all the who's who's and so-and-so's that used to be the best at such and such. It wouldn't matter much.
Left.
It has been a joy to have Mom with you, and she will be back tomorrow right here on Connected. But I want to pray. I know there are some of you, you write to us, you tell us what burdens you're facing, the things you're going through. You call in over the Love Line and give us your prayer request and email us your needs. God sees what you're facing today, and He knows what you're going through. And above all, He loves you and He cares for you. Jesus died for you. He loves you so much. If He was willing to lay down His life for you, He cares about every part of your life. There's nothing that you're walking through and dealing with that He doesn't care. And so I want to minister to you. If you're sick in body, there's someone right now that's dealing with TMJ in the jaw, and the Holy Spirit wants to touch you and bring healing. So just put your hand on your jaw and let's just believe God to touch and heal that in Jesus' name. Father, I thank You for healing this person in the jaw. I thank You, Lord. Someone else, as I have my hand on my jaw as a point of contact, someone else is having a lot of dental problems, and you're worried about the finances to have this taken care of. And I just want to encourage you that your God will supply your need. And so, Father, I thank You that this matter is going to be dealt with speedily, and healing in the mouth, even the infection that is there, to go in Jesus' name. There's also a lady that's fighting and struggling in her body for healing right now, an infection that's trying to take out her life. And so, Father, we send the word of God to her. We command this bacteria to leave now in Jesus' name, and for her white blood counts, oh Father, that need to come down in the name of the Lord. We speak life and health and wholeness and strength. We speak to her liver to be cleansed, her kidneys. You will not fail. Kidneys, You will operate as they should. We speak to every part of the body to be made well. In Jesus' name, we pray for wisdom for the doctors. And we thank You, Lord, that You are her healer this day. In the blood name of Jesus, Father, for someone else that is suffering with the flu, and you've wondered if you have food poisoning. Father, we just thank You, Lord, that You're healing them from this flu. All the flu symptoms have to go right now. In Jesus' name, healing belongs to them. And I thank You, Lord. I speak to that fever to come down in Jesus' name. For someone else that's been vomiting and diarrhea and stomach problems, Father, I thank You for healing them now. We just say enough is enough, and strength return now to them. Healing come now in Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord, for touching Your people and blessing Your people. And I pray for those listening right now that don't know You as Savior. Lord God, that they would understand how much You love them. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I pray, God, they will experience the everlasting life as they repent of their sins and turn to You in the name of Jesus. Friends, going to church is a wonderful thing, and we are to go to church. We're commanded to go to church. But that doesn't save us. That helps us find Jesus. That disciples us after we're saved. But more than anything, first you must repent. You must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth. He's the only life. Turn to Him today as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Also, I just have a burden on my heart. I just saw somebody under a heavy load of stress. And the word that comes to me is cast all of your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. He cares for you today. Rest in that. Amen and amen. We will be back tomorrow. My mother will be back. You have a Jesus-filled day.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.